Jennifer Tosillo for her theory of love.
Thank you, Mother.
I don't understand love. There are numerous books with their own theory of love and how to find it, but do my experiences define it for me? My mom says I have an open heart and my compassion towards others is rare. Rare because my father taught me at 5, love was another 4-letter word a man says before he walks out the door forever. Luckily, I built my philosophy of love and tolerance for others from the next man in my life. I adored him. I thought when he spoke, it was directed at me, and the lessons Mr. Rogers taught, I never forgot, especially those about compassion for others, and I gained an affinity for sweaters. In kindergarten, I thought for a girl to be loved, she needed freckles and a cute nose. She received all the Valentine's Day cards. I got a crumpled one from the boy with snot caked on his nose, mussed up hair, and clothes that looked like he slept in them for weeks. My mom said she loved me unconditionally. However, she had a string of boyfriends and put them first. It contradicted that unconditional love. Those men taught me what I never wanted in a man, but I wound up dating in adulthood. They were the intolerant, angry, commitment phobe, and abusive men. Men who tested my open heart. My first kiss was a secret. He was much older. His smile sparkled, and he had dirty blonde hair with a tiny curl that hung down his forehead. Even at 9, I noticed his fit physique. I wanted to know what it felt like, so I moved in closer as the music swelled, and I kissed Captain James T. Kirk as he kissed a blonde in a silver miniskirt. Later, my family wanted to know why lip prints were smudged over the TV screen. Inside, I died of embarrassment. That kiss planted the seed for my romantic notions of love. I later graduated to Wuthering Heights. I didn't understand that Heathcliff and Kathy had a dysfunctional relationship. When I started to date, I gave my heart too fast. I hoped to be wooed like in a John Hughes movie, yet I accepted being treated like crap. I respected others and didn't expect it in return. Due to my father's departure, that abandoned little girl inside was afraid she wasn't worthy of love. A chance encounter with Mr. Rogers brought back his lessons on self-worth. And when I became disabled, a favorite story of his came to mind and reminded me to take pride and be glad that for the way I was, which led to my inner strength. Today, my heart is open as ever. I'm not waiting on the moors for a better version of Heathcliff. If a man does appear, I know I'm worthy of love, and he should share my values and maybe an affinity for sweaters.